And so these people went and killed this woman. I mean, they had a whole plot, you can see it, to kill her so that this son could get his rightful place. So she only ruled those 7 years. So, both with Jezebel and with Athaliah, they both died and were murdered. And think about her, Athaliah. She was murdered by her own grandson. So, this spirit will have family members and maybe especially men who really hate her and want her dead. So you can see this is a very dysfunctional family, okay? So it's the enemy really stealing that love that you're supposed to have within a family. Now, for the next few minutes before we start our next teaching, we've got 5 minutes to do this. And I really just mainly want to pray for the ladies. And as we get more into this, we'll pray for the others. But ladies, if you didn't go to the retreat or you did go to the retreat, but you see it stronger now and you want to get rid of this, this one's going to represent, let's see, this one's going to represent Athaliah because of all the blood and violence. And you need the blood of the Lamb to get free. This one is going to represent Jezebel, because she served money, she was money hungry, she was power hungry, and she just really wanted, she was just so envious and all. And so if you kind of get that, you're ready to get all that stuff out. And the blue one is going to represent Delilah, because she just put, she thinks she needs a man. She has to have somebody, she can never be complete in Christ. So once again, you can see the Delilah goes after the guy, woos him, gets his attention, gets the whole lust thing going, which, by the way, guys, if you get free from that, she couldn't get to you. And then, because she judged her mom, she becomes Jezebel. She wants your money. She wants you out of the way. She's not going to do anything you say, and you better just leave her alone. What do you mean? Huh? One kid, and she don't care about the rest. And then that poor one kid raises up with all that, says, I don't need anybody. I don't like women. I don't like men. I'm just going to do my own thing, and I am the only one who's going to have any control of my life. See, Jezebel doesn't mind having authorities as long as she can rule over them. Athaliah doesn't want anybody in her way, and she will kill for that. Hitler would be an Athaliah. I'm sure there's going to be men equivalents to these things. You can have just mixtures that there are people who want their kids sick for the attention. That's the spirit. There's people who don't want their own kids. They're not, forget it, let them leave. I don't want anything to do with them. It's the spirit. This is a spirit that makes you hate your own kids. And then you're going to feel so condemned and guilty that you hate your own kids. Jealous of your own kids. Jealous of the way your kids have a relationship with their dad and you don't, or with your husband or vice versa. Do you see what I'm saying? All right. So, ladies, come up if you want to be part of this, because we're just doing a little deliverance here. This is called, we saw in the book of Hebrews, it says, by their faith, they marched around Jericho and the walls fell. This is a prophetic sign of faith. And it only works if you have faith. There's no magic formula in these ropes. It only works if you have faith. And so your relationship with God is where you have your faith. And to the place where you have a relationship with God and have faith is to the place that you're going to say, you know what? I see where Satan has put those things in my life. I see where Satan has put those things in my life. I can tell he's tried to make me destroy my own kids and then feel guilty and then overcompensate and in that whole place have a bunch of guilt. It's like a it could be a love-hate relationship, but a jealousy kind of thing. Or you might be, well, I really know I need money. I don't know about anything else, but I really want to serve money, and men are weak, and I wish they could get out of the way, and I just want to use them and who cares what they have to say, but you know, you need one in your life, but certainly don't let them actually have headship in your home. Don't really trust God can use them to tell you anything. And then the blue one's Delilah. Oh man, I need a man. Somebody's going to take care of me. Somebody's going to have to work for me. Oh, I just needed a man to pay that bill. That sex didn't matter that much, you know, who cares? I just need that, you know, I didn't mean anything by it. And then if you get these all mixed up together, think of the mess you could have. And that's what her book's about, that Satan will try to get all three of these characteristics in one person, because then he'll make you nuts. He'll make it like, I need a man, I need a man, I need a man. Oh, he's so weak, but I'll keep him for his money. I wish he just, I hate them all. I don't need him. Poor, you know, ooh, you change after they say I do. Delilah's gone. And then there's this constant thing of this struggle. And then if you got a Saul or somebody, and you got a Saul and a Jezebel, you have nothing but fights. You have straight out fights. And then you all revert back to Delilah every now and then. Oh, let's just have sex. And fight, 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 fight. Oh, let's just have sex. Fight, fight, fight. Oh, what a mess. You wonder why your kids are all messed up. And then Athalia's like, I don't know why I married him anyway. It's what everybody expects. It's the only way I could even get into the kingdom, but I wish they would all just go to hell. You mean I can pay somebody and get rid of all of them? I would be happier all by myself. And this could be all twisted in little ways. I mean, I've seen some of these personalities in all of you where you're like, what? They're like, oh, la, la, la. All of a sudden, they go from this independent, I don't need anybody, I'll take care of everything, to this, oh. Did you see him when he walked in? Like, what has happened? Who is that person? Then they marry them, and all of a sudden you see this. I just want him dead. I want a divorce. What do you mean he can't have a divorce? Don't you know all the things that he's done? He can have the kids. I don't care if he has a kid. Just give me all the... So I'm kind of schizophrenic-ish. All right, so... And the new people are like, what are these guys doing? All right, you got him? All right, so we renounce first. Lord Jesus, I thank you that I'm made in your image and your likeness. But Lord, I was placed on the earth to represent the bride of Christ with that gentle spirit, with that woman that you see in Proverbs, who knows how to help out in the home, can be a great business person, very versatile, but loves her family, honors her husband, loves her kids, teaches and trains up her kids. Lord, I want to be who you've called me to be. And I see tonight evidence of these spirits that Satan sent against me. I see it in my family line. I thank you, Jesus Christ, that you hung on the cross. And the Word of God says you broke the power of the curse. This perversion in your creation came at the curse in the book of Genesis. And I thank you, Jesus Christ has redeemed me from the curse. I break the power of being created to be like Delilah, very needy, very sensual, using the way you created us to try to entrap men, to try to get needs met. That's not your intention, Lord. You just like that Adam said? Ooh, that's good. You made me as one, Lord, who would be made just right to reveal the bride of Christ, to have awesome fellowship with my husband, to have deep intimacy and a loving relationship. So I break the power of being created to be like Delilah. And I break his hold right now. And I break the iniquity line to bring this into my children. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're going to heal every hurt place in me that would make me be like Jezebel, trying to take care of myself, judging men as weak, trying to control and manipulate them. Lord, I ask you to forgive me and get these things out of my heart. And looking to money, the spirit of mammon, and living with so much fear and so much anger and so much evil. That's not who I am. You called me, Lord God, to come alongside a husband that would represent me coming alongside you, Lord, just to love you, fellowship with you, and enjoy your company. I break the power of this creation of the enemy to make me evil like Jezebel. And Lord Jesus, I renounce this spirit of Atalia, of wanting to be the only one in charge, even having jealousy of my own children. I break the curse of death over my children. Whoa. Over my household. I repent of anything to do with a divorce, of thinking of divorce, of wanting to get men out of the picture. I renounce everything of abortion and the feminist movement. And I break its hold and power. I place the blood of Christ along my family line. And the power of iniquity has been broken, that my daughters and even my sons will not have to go through these things. So, Lord Jesus, when I drop these cords and I step on them, I am symbolically, in faith, putting these devils, this false creation of womanhood, under my feet and taking away all of his authority to create me. I no longer agree with it. And Lord, I'm going to study your word and see what you want me to be. And then allow your spirit to work that in me. Father, any part of this that I don't see yet, that would still operate in my life, I bind it in the name of Jesus Christ, in faith, believing it cannot operate, even as I seek you and have ears to hear anything you want to show me, so that I'll have the authority to make this thing leave. In Jesus' name. I do all this in faith, without condemnation, and then I trust you, Lord, to make it real. Amen. Now I want you to put that under your feet. Whoa. And then I'm going to walk along and pray for you. Father, we pray for Carolyn. Whoa. And all the hurt and the anger and the thing the enemy's placed in her heart, we take authority of it right now. In Jesus' name, we thank you for that, Lord Jesus. The men are a little scared to come up and catch you ladies this time. Lord, we take authority over this in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we take authority over this. Whoa!